greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And today is, frankly, I couldn't give a damn Friday. Thanks, Mac, for that daily prompt title. Frankly, I couldn't give a damn Friday. And what couldn't I give a damn about? The Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is Sunday, and I couldn't give a damn. I'm not a sports fan. I have had kindergartners, you know, five-year-olds, six-year-olds, ask me what football team I'm going to root for. And I just look at them in awe first, because I'm like, what do you know about football? And then second, I'm like, sorry, kids, I don't like football. I don't do... although I've gone to several Super Bowl parties because they're hosted by family or close friends and you get invited, and people say, oh, it's not all about the game. It's about, you know, the camaraderie and, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's it. And the one I don't even know who played the Super Bowl. It was a couple years ago, was the last... 2011 was the last Super Bowl party I went to. Maybe it was 12. I don't know. But one of those 2 years. And I couldn't even tell you who's playing for this year. I stopped paying attention to sports really in the 80s after Larry Bird left the Celtics for basketball, because it was always the LA Lakers and the Boston Celtics. I stopped watching shortly after the change there, and then I stopped watching football after Mike Ditka stopped coaching the Bears. I never participated in any of that Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears rivalry. It's just insane. I'm just not that, you know, person. And I hate to even say this, but when I dated, one of the qualities was not to be that involved in sports, because I just baseball, football, basketball, hockey, and maybe because I sucked at it, maybe because I was forced to play when I was younger. My dad was a big sports fan and played baseball, and I think because he didn't, I'm an only child, I had to, you know, participate in sports and try it out and find out what I liked. And I will give my dad that. He did, you know, say, okay, we'll try it out, and if you don't like it, you know, you move on to the next sport. But I also was told I had, once I started, I had to finish. I couldn't quit just because I didn't like it. Because my dad was a believer that if you quit, you know, just because you joined a team and you didn't like the coach or whatever, that, you know, it sets a pattern in your life for just quitting whenever you don't like something or when it gets too tough. Football, you know, I frankly could, you know, give a hoot about the whole deflating thing. It's been so talked about that I have completely lost point of the whole thing, kind of. You know, it's just like, okay, who did what and why and how? My tiny little brain just can't figure it out, but maybe it's because I don't care. you know, and then I'm thankful so far that I haven't been asked if I'm going to watch a football game or, you know, if I'm going to go someplace and, you know, watch. Because it's so popular here. You know, I've seen adverts on TV for, you know, different watering holes, you know, bars, sports bars. You know, oh, we're giving away free brats and hot dogs and chips and, you know, dollar draft beer during the game time. And I just say, no. But, yeah, and that's all I'm hearing on the news. You know, it's just nothing but the Super Bowl and the Sunday. Oh, and then the commercials. Don't forget. Oh, and then I was watching, I think it was Entertainment Tonight, or I can't remember what show it was, about the superstars that are going to perform during halftime. And I guess Katy Perry is supposed to. And that girl that sings Frozen. And how they were giving her, she's going to sing live. And people were saying, oh, maybe you should, you know, reconsider that. And I don't remember half the halftime things, the commercials. I think I like the one they had a show even, which I watched and I thought it was well done. The one that I remember that really grossed me out was the monkey on the sofa with the girl. And the guy asks the girl if she wants another beer. And, oh, this is his friend, whatever, the monkey. And soon as the guy leaves to go into the kitchen, the monkey starts talking to the girl. Hey, how about we go upstairs? And, you know, and I'm like, gross. That was the Super Bowl commercial? Ugh, disgusting. The one with the puppy, that was kind of cute. I like the one where the two guys are doing the cola wars, Coke and Pepsi and the pie in the diner. And I think one was a football player. I can't remember. The one I think this year is the Neanderthal one with it's FedEx. That's it. It's FedEx. And at the end, I just thought it was funny. It just caught me. He steps out and gets, you know, stepped on. And, yeah. Anyway, that's it for Frankly, I Could Give a Damn Friday. I don't care about the Super Bowl. Thanks, Mac, again, for that idea. So, don't forget, February starts Sunday. And daily prompt, just something to talk about if you get, you know, stuck. The whole challenge is to do one, you know, every day, to something to do with the topic. Post it on, share it on Twitter, social networks. Hashtag it February 2015. And you can follow on februaryaudiochallenge.tumblr.com is the one that's going to have the audio prompts. And then you have February WordPress, or February.wordpress.com is the other one that is the main one. But can't upload audio, doggone it. All right, people. Laterness.